Tangent Log, 4th of March, 2020. It is 9:13 in the AM. And shit, it's serious now. We're in virus territory. Coronavirus, it's serious. The most unfortunately named virus in the world. It's too bad for Corona beer, man. A total of something I read last week, $164 million in lost revenue due to Americans suddenly not wanting to drink Corona beer. And that's the height of human stupidity. That's incredibly human, that. Oh, but better keep away from that Corona beer, you know. Just, oh, man. You'll get that coronavirus, surely. You'll have other people who are like, yeah, you know, I know that it's not really like the coronavirus, but I don't know. It's just called the same thing. It's just weird. I just think it's better just to stay away from it, you know. But it's serious now. Well, it's not serious. It's just sort of like, okay, this is getting to a point now where we need to start thinking about it. Let's just keep a handle on this thing. Make sure you wash your hands all the time, and you know, stay away from people. That's the thing. This is the most perfect virus for me because it's not too serious. Like, the problem with it is that it's very, very infectious. That's the problem. It's so easily passed between people. But it's not as serious as getting other things. Like, you know, it's not as serious as getting measles, and it's not as serious as getting mumps, which is a huge problem in the country right now. Apparently teenagers, they're all passing mumps around to each other like it's gone out of style. They develop these massive big faces. They have a sudden window into, oh, this is how I look with a big old fat face. Some of us just know that through experience. Maybe it'll help you appreciate your face a lot more. It's like when the mumps come down, when you get rid of the infection, you're like, oh man, yeah, I look good. Look at that jawline. Woo. Oh man. Ah, oh, Jesus. I'm getting to that stage in the day. Do I need... Oh, man. Oh, God damn it. Now I need a piss. That's annoying. I do have time to do that. Good. Nip off. And take a piss. Yeah, I suppose I should. God damn it. All right. We'll try take two in a little while. All right. Here we are. What the hell is that? Fly caught in the door? No, it's fine. 10th of March, 2020. It is 3:51 in the PM. And I hope there's nobody around me right now who can hear me talking to myself like a maniac. Because I've got the windows down. It's warm. 18.5 degrees Celsius. That's warm. If you're in the north of England, that is warm. And I'm by a pleasant duck pond that's full of seagulls. Where are the ducks? Oh, there's a duck. Waddling away. Ducks are awesome. Filthy rapists, a lot of them. Hideous rapists with their corkscrew cocks. It's horrendous. It's horrible. I don't mind eating ducks one bit. Just, you know, either punishing a rapist or saving a victim of gang rape, which I think is acceptable in ducks. As soon as I said that, I thought, no, that's not right, I shouldn't have said that. Whoops. Yeah, it's a pleasant day, considering what's going on. Shut up, duck. He's searching for other ducks, is what he's doing. Oh, there's another duck. There's another duck right behind him. Yeah. Little lady duck. He was telling her to hurry up. Hey, Marjorie. Come on. Get gone. She's like, all right, I'm coming. Mallard. Yeah, oh, that's not, that's nice. That's a cute duck couple. Hopefully they want to stay away from all of the ducks. Filthy, filthy rapists. Yeah, so I'm glad I have a job where I can be outside a little bit. Because it's not stopping most people. You know, the weather gets a little bit bright and they just can't help themselves. They just have to go outside. They have to go for a walk. They have to go for a bike ride. As long as you're not sitting around having a picnic, you can sort of get away with it. But they're going to crack down on it. Like, soon. I read a news article that said that Greater Manchester Police had to break up something like 600 parties that were going on. House parties and street parties, backyard parties, parties in the park, all this sort of stuff. People just can't help themselves. They just can't help the idiot part of humans' brains just comes out when the weather is just, I'll be right. It'll be right. We'll get away with it. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. No one else will be there. Then you go there and it's packed. There's no one around here, though. At least I hope. There's a caravan sitting there, but I think it's just used for, like, supplies. I don't think anyone's living in there. At least I hope not. I'm going to have to explain what I'm doing. Oh, hey! I'm just, making a podcast on my break. In between delivering essential supplies. I'm really glad I work in a supermarket right now, because the queue, man, that would suck. The queue's obviously not as long as it seems, because everyone's standing 2 meters apart, but still, just the, oh man, it just queuing to get into the place, and then you're walking around the shelves, and if there's somebody else on the aisle standing where you want to go, you know, standing up there right by the halloumi cheese just reading things, that's a problem. People are still, you know, touching things and putting them down. It's like, it's not the time for that. It's not the time for browsing. It's a time for just get your staples, you know, get what you want to get. You know what you like. It's not a time for, oh, look at this Gruyere. I wonder what this is. Just, no, put it down. Put it down. Shouldn't have picked it up if, unless you're going to buy it. Maybe they're going to start doing that as well. And like, do not touch anything that you're not going to buy. Don't pick something up and put it back down on the shelf. You crazy fool. You'll kill us all. But things seem okay, you know, around here. I haven't actually heard the numbers as to how many people have died around here. You know, London's obviously, it's the big built-up areas that are getting it the worst. That's another, oh, look, here comes one. Here comes a cyclist. Oh, that's that guy I passed on the way here. No, it isn't the guy that I passed on the way here, because that cyclist is a female, quite clearly. I wonder where that guy is. Oh, here he is. Yeah, right behind her. I don't remember seeing her. Where'd she come from? Yeah, there he is. This guy's suddenly taken up cycling. It's like, oh yeah, just feel, look at the paunch on that guy. It's like me riding around on a bike. That's what I was thinking of doing before all this craziness hit. I got the flat to myself now, so I can take my bike out of storage, and I can just store it in the empty room. I just thought, you know, it'd be nice if I just take my bike out at night. I can wear my high-vis vest when the streets are all like empty, and I can just ride around, just, you know, get a bit of exercise before I go to bed. That'd be fun. Probably get stopped by the police. What are you doing? It's like, ah, just, you know, riding my bike around. Whoa, duck fight. Amazing. Oh, yeah, get away from my bitch, man. Get away. Oh, they're away. Yeah, man, that duck was pissed off at that other duck. It came flying in. Spadoosh. And now they're away. I can't even see them anymore. Where have they gone? Oh, they're coming back. What's that thing? A little heron or something? Yeah. Don't know. Got a big old long thin bill on it. Whatever it is. But it doesn't have long legs. Little stumpy legs. Thought it was a seagull at first. Until I saw his bill. Working on a podcast about Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. The 1994 movie. Because in my opinion, that movie is the stupidest movie of all time. Because that's a bit of a joke. But I mean consistently stupid. It's stupid from start to finish. Every single thing that happens in that movie is just stupid. I was always confused when that guy died when I was a kid. The guy who gets Roger Predactor, he gets thrown off a balcony, and you see him getting zipped up into. Jesus. God damn, what a weird sound. Can you hear that? I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah, that's that little weird herony thing. That's a cycling. Let's see if I can get that. Of course, he's stopped. Oh, there's another one. Oh, no, they've shut up now. Fine, be that way. See, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, you see him getting zipped up into a body bag, and I could never tell it was him. I was like, who's that? It's that guy. It's that guy with the rabbit's foot. Oh, right. Yeah, that should be a decent podcast. I've been doing a couple of news podcasts, but the news now is just, what do you want to hear? There's that noise again. There's a fly caught in the. Oh, another duck. Oh, wait, no, it's just a. That's a goose. That's very clearly a goose. A goose just taken off. Man, there's a lot of wildlife. Got some sheep across the ways. Lambing season in full effect. A few crows. A few of those weird things that are, I don't know what the hell they are. Geese. Just need some swans. Swans. That's a lethal animal. You don't want to tangle with a swan. And I see one guy though, the swan starts pecking at his kid. So he just grabs the swan by the neck and just flings it. Like he's throwing a goddamn discus. Not a discus. What do you call that thing? You swing it around. Not a shot put. And it's like a heavy weight and it's attached to a handle. A length of rope and you have to spin around multiple times. What is that called? Have I ever known? I'm losing my sense of reality. What else? What else do I have to say? Lori. Those ducks. Oh, the ducks are coming to see me. They're coming for a little visit. Hey, duck. No, no, he's away. Scared him off. probably coming to see me because no one's coming to feed them anymore. Like those monkeys in Thailand. They relied completely on tourists to feed them. And then the lockdown went into effect and there was just no food for them. So they invaded the city, fighting over scraps and stuff like that. It's crazy how such a simple thing can throw everything into chaos. Let's see if we can come.
Say what?
Yeah, the ducks are coming to see me. Yeah, they want stuff. Yeah, two couples. That's nice. It's nice to see ducks that are in monogamous relationships for a change. Ah, now they're gonna walk in front of my van. I'm gonna have to chase them. Ah, Jesus! Oh my God! Wasp out of nowhere, right in my arm. You know when they just get that little bit too close to you? Yeah. It's a sturdy thing, nothing to worry about. At least I hope. Is it still going? Still rolling. What? Yeah, they're sitting. Oh my God, look at that! They're sitting right in front of my van. Unreal. When I leaned out there, I just caught my own reflection. You know when you haven't caught your reflection from a certain angle for a while? And you're like, oh! Yeah, that's surprising. Getting old. I've started to become paranoid about my hair falling out. I'm convinced that I'm losing it. Fucking hell, Jesus! Piece of shit. Stay on there. Oh! And away they go. Man, that was beautifully synchronized. At least they're out of the way of the van now. They just suddenly took off. Yeah, I'm sure I'm getting the old widow's peak thing going. I'm convinced. But I'm not losing any up top. I've looked, and there's nothing. I bet my dad would just love that. He was 34 when he started like really losing his hair. His hairdresser pointed out to him, and it's like, uh-oh, he got a good view from up top. He's like, you know what? Like what? And he's like, it's going, man. Your hair's going. No. I don't think he ever got over losing his hair. He still mentions it. And if he hadn't seen me for a while, he'll always mention that. And it's like, oh yeah, your hair's still looking good and thick, son. And I'm like, yeah, we'll see. So if I start losing it, I'm sure he'd love that. Ah, it's going! It's going! Now you know what it's like. I've been prepared for losing my hair. I've always thought that I was going to lose my hair. I think, you know, having a dad who's bald, it prepares you for it mentally. You know, you just think, you know, if it goes, it goes. You can't help it. Might as well be bothered about the shape of your toes. I mean, you can change the shape of your toes if you really want to, but I think it's more hassle than it's worth. Same thing with getting a wig. Because if everyone knows you're wearing a wig, what's the point in having one? You know, just get your head out, slap some sunscreen on that. That'd be good though if I was able to do that. Like, you know, get the sun cream out and just put it all over my head. and slap a hat on. Easy. What is that thing? Just bathing, just minding its own business. Whoa. Massey feeds. Massey feeds. I think everything will be okay. I think everything will be fine. As long as Massey feeds is on the road. Alright. Alright, enough of this. I'm going to continue reading the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Rings. It's good. It's a lot different to the film, and I can see why they chose to leave out the stuff out of the film that they did. Tom Bombadil, he never made an appearance in the films, and I can understand why. That bit's a little bit. It was still fantastical, the films, but they didn't go into, like, completely insane realms. Except for that whole Gandalf falling at the Bridge of Khazad Dûm and then coming back. It was like an angel. Alright, well, that's enough for that. Talk to you later.